lifetime. We do that with a countdown of a selected year from days gone by. And we also add a little slice of life just to help you remember how things were back then. And today we designate back then as the middle of October in 1995. Yeah, we're heading back 30 years to play that weekend's biggest country records in the USA. So let's not waste any time. Let's begin this weekend in the country. And we start on the countdown at number 20. And what a collection of ladies here. It's Reba McEntire, joined by Trisha Yearwood, Martina McBride, and Judy Davis. On My Own.
So many times I said it was forever. Said our love would always be true. Something in my heart always knew.
That was a big pop hit in 1986 from Michael McDonald and Patti LaBelle. And this week in 1995, Reba McEntire's version was on the country countdown, and she was assisted by Martina McBride, Trisha Yearwood, and Judy Davis. And the record was at its peak of number 20 this week in 85. That was the lowest performing single for Reba since 1979. And by the way, we'll hear Trisha and Martina a little bit later in the countdown. And seven of the top 20 positions were occupied by female performers this week in 1995, including the one at number 19, Mrs. Shania Twain, The Woman in Me.
I'm not always strong, and sometimes I'm even wrong. But I win when I choose, and I can't stand to lose. But I can't always be the rock that you see. When the nights get too long, and I just can't.
Shania Twain at number 19 this week, 1995, the title track from her album, The Woman in Me. That was her third single from that project. It would top out at number 14 here in the U.S., but back in her native Canada, it would become her second number one. Well, in the USA's capital city this weekend in 1995, a rally that was called the Million Man March.
They heard from scores of black leaders and from the poet Maya Angelou. At today's end, they heard from the man who called them here, Louis Farrakhan.
But the real evil in America is not white flesh or black flesh. The real evil in America is the idea that undergirds the setup of the Western world. And that idea is called white supremacy.
Then Farrakhan talked directly to President Clinton.
We are a wounded people, but we are being healed. But President Clinton, America is also wounded. And there's hostility now in the great divide between the people. Socially, the fabric of America is being torn apart. And it's black against black, black against white against black, yellow against brown against yellow. We are being torn apart. And we can't gloss it over with nice speeches, my dear Mr. President.
Here's NBC's Robert Hager reporting on the Million Man March, the feature of the controversial Louis Farrakhan, which actually drew only about 500,000 people, but it was going on in D.C. this weekend in 1995. We get back to the countdown that week at number 18 with Brooks and Dunn. Here's Whiskey Under the Bridge.
There's not a heart ain't been broken, or a lie that ain't been spoken, a shattered dream that brand new love can't fix. I've been burned, I've been cheated, but this whole heart's still beating. Ain't no big deal, it's just whiskey under the bridge. Well, let's dance a little closer, and I'll help you get over the hurt you thought you never could forget, the bitter tears that you tasted, and all those nights you wasted. Don't look back, it's just whiskey under the bridge. Whoa. This old heart still beating, ain't no big deal, it's just whiskey under the bridge.
Done with record number 18 this week in 1995, Whiskey Under the Bridge. That was the fifth and final single from Kix and Ronnie's album Waiting on Sundown, and that was moving up the chart to peak at number 5.
She was everything a man could ever want, but I just had to let her go.
She said, darling, we can work it out. I said, honey, I don't think so.
See, the two of us are not the same. We're as different as night and day.
Now there's pepperoni in the crust.
I gotta eat mine the wrong way.
Crust first.
There's a new stuffed crust pizza from Pizza Hut, with not just cheese, but pepperoni baked right into the crust.
I'm a little lonely. A small price to pay for pepperoni.
Willie and Waylon love their stuffed crust from Pizza Hut here in October of 1995. And no woman was gonna stand in their way of some good eating, I'll tell you that. Well, no one's gonna stand in our way of playing the biggest hits from this week in 95. And here's song number 17 in the rankings. It's Travis Tritt, Sometimes She Forgets.
Sometimes she forgets. tells you that it's just the lights that bring her here and not her loneliness. That's what she says, but sometimes she forgets. If she tells you she don't need a man, she's had all the comfort she can stand. You best believe every word she says. But don't give up, 'cause sometimes she forgets. Ooh, and sometimes she forgets that not too long ago she swore.
Sometimes She Forgets. That's a Steve Earle song. And Travis Tritt released it as a single off of his Greatest Hits album, and it was at number 17 this week, heading up to number 7, as we're listening to the memories from October 1995 on Weekend in the Country.
October 10th is World Mental Health Day, and this year we're saying thank you, therapists, because behind every breakthrough, supportive moment, and small win is a therapist who showed up and made a difference. BetterHelp therapists have supported over 5 million people globally on their mental health journeys. That's millions of stories, millions of journeys, where a therapist showed up, listened, and helped someone take a step forward. Moments in therapy, like the right question, a safe space to cry, or a small win, can change lives. With more than 12 years' experience and the world's largest online network of qualified therapists, BetterHelp makes it easy to match with the right therapist online, the one who can make a real difference. If you're ready to find the right therapist for you, BetterHelp can help you start that journey. See for yourself. Our listeners get 10% off their first month. Just call #250 and say the keyword ABC Radio. That's keyword ABC Radio after calling #250.
More fiber and laxatives, eh?
Who are you?
I'm future you.
Future me?
Constipation with belly pain still coming back? Our doctor figured it out. It's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. And Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
I'm Craig Orndorff, and you're listening to Weekend in the Country on WIS Country 105.5 WIRI.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away. Negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
What's the spookiest country song? Help Country Favorites and Classics 105.5 WIRI find out. Each day starting Monday, October 20th, go to WIRI.fm to see which two songs are going head-to-head. Vote for the one you think is the spookiest, and the winner will go on to the next round. On Halloween, we'll reveal the spookiest country song ever. So steady your nerves and go to WIRI.fm starting October 20th and vote for the spookiest country song of all time.
Weekend in the Country.
Today, we turn the calendar back 30 years to October of 1995. And we've got the biggest hits from that weekend as they appeared on the Billboard Hot Country Singles Chart. And we're at number 16 now with Daryl Singletary, A Let Her Lie.
She'd come home 6 a.m. Tell me she'd been out with friends. Now let her lie. I let her lie. And in the glare of the morning sun, she swore I was her only one. And I let her lie. I let her lie. God, the truth was too hard to handle, and I couldn't bear to lose that girl. We were that small town scandal, but she was my only world. One teary night, she confessed her sins, but she vowed to never cheat again. And I let her lie. I let her lie. Though she tried, Lord, she could not change. And I only have myself to blame, 'cause I let her lie. I let her lie. 'Cause the truth was too hard to handle, and I couldn't bear to lose that girl. We were that small town scandal, but she was my only world. The day I left, no words were said. She was sound asleep on our double bed, and I let her lie. I let her lie. I let her lie. I let her lie.
There's Daryl Singletary out of Cairo, Georgia. He moved to Nashville and became a demo singer. And upon the recommendation of Randy Travis, he got a record deal. And that was his breakout single, I Let Her Lie. Number 16 this week in 1995, making its way up to a peak of number 2. Well, here in the autumn of 95, the President of the United States was Bill Clinton. And this week, he had a major announcement.
I'm pleased to announce that the parties in Bosnia have agreed to a ceasefire to terminate all hostile military activities throughout the territory of Bosnia-Herzegovina to become effective on October the 10th if certain conditions are met. At the same time, the governments of Bosnia, Croatia, and Serbia have agreed to proximity peace talks in the United States beginning about October the 25th, aimed at bringing them closer to a peace agreement.
After 4 years of fighting, a ceasefire in Bosnia. Peace talks began in Dayton, Ohio on November 1st, and 3 weeks later, an agreement to end the war was signed. The brutal ethnic Bosnian War was coming to an end here in October of 1995. Well, earlier in the countdown, back at number 20, we had the Reba McEntire group project, On My Own. One of her helpers was Trisha Yearwood. But here at number 15, Trisha was flying solo on I Wanna Go Too Far.
Everything in moderation, that's the way it's always been. Never getting out of control, never hanging it out, always reeling it in. Somebody drop.
Trisha Yearwood at number 15 this week, 1995, I Wanna Go Too Far. The tune wouldn't go too much farther. It peaked at number 9. Hey, a few minutes ago we heard President Clinton. Well, here in October of 95, people were already lining up to take his job.
President Clinton is running for re-election and he must be defeated. The principles of the revolution of 1994 must be continued. If our ideas are to change America, we must elect someone who knows how to make that change.
There's only one fair way to decide who gets a job, who gets promoted, and who gets a contract, and that's merit. If you do it in any other way, it is discriminatory. If you do it in any other way, it is divisive. If you do it in any other way, it's un-American.
No one outside of Washington could have devised something more complex, more corrupting, more anti-growth, more of a deadweight on economic activity and family life than the tax code we have today. I believe the tax code should be replaced by a simple flat tax that is also a tax cut.
I believe in free and fair trade with free and fair traders like Germany, England, Europe, but I do not believe in being a wimp when you got a country like China that puts a 40% tariff on American goods. You have got to be tough if you're going to break open foreign markets to American goods and get rid of these monstrous trade deficits.
Well, here in October of 95, there were at least 10 Republican candidates for president. And the ones you heard, Bob Dole, Senate Majority Leader, who was the front runner. He had been a candidate twice before. Also, Texas Senator Phil Graham, magazine publisher Steve Forbes, who got traction with his flat tax plan, and commentator Pat Buchanan, who ran in 92 and promoted strong trade policies and non-intervention. After solid early showings by Buchanan and Forbes, Dole dominated the primaries and went on to the nomination. Well, this week in 95, we voted this song as the 14th most popular on the countdown. Here's Kenny Chesney, All I Need to Know.
With a little love, this old truck will get me home today. With a little more, I'll still have this job tomorrow. Weatherman says wet weekend, well, he just might be right. But rain or shine, you'll be mine tonight. That's all I need to know. In a world where most things come and go, God's gift to women, but in your arms I feel like I am. I don't know it all, I sure can't solve the problems of the human race, but I know how to bring a smile to your face.
Chesney at number 14 this week, 1995, All I Need to Know. That would become his second top 10 single. It would make it to number 8.
More coming up on Weekend in the Country.
Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with CentOS. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with the CentOS Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit CentOS.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
I'm Craig Orndorff. Let's return to Weekend in the Country on Wisc Country 105.5 WIRI.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life, but you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Weekend in the Country.
That's us, and part of us is me, your host Craig Orndorff, coming to you from the Shenandoah Valley of Virginia. And also coming to you from October of 1995. Yeah, that's where we've gone today to count down the biggest country hits in the USA. And we're up to number 13 with George Strait. Check Yes or No.
It started way back in third grade. Sit beside him in New Hayes. A pink dress, a matching bow, and her ponytail. She kissed me on the school bus, but told me not to tell. Next day I chased around the playground, across the monkey bars to the merry-go-round. And Emmy Lou got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well, then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no. And she's my wife. Still like two kids with stars in our eyes. Ain't much changed, I still chase Simi Lou. Up and down the hall, around the bed in our room. Last night I took her out in a white limousine. 20 years together, she still gets to me. Can't believe it's been that long ago.
when we got started with just a little loan. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well, then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no.
Cross for the affirmative. Check yes or no. George Strait at number 13 this week in 1995, heading up to number one, his 28th trip to the top of the charts. That would sell 3 million copies. And for good measure, it won the CMA and the ACM Single of the Year. Well, now let's turn on the Sony Trinitron and see what was on TV here in October of 95. Oh, by the way, that state-of-the-art set cost $3,300. Expensive, but boy, our shows looked really good, such as Picket Fences. What a great cast. Tom Skerritt, Kathy Baker, Lauren Holly, Clivis Finkel, Don Cheadle, and Ray Walston. Unfortunately, CBS moved it to Friday night, going up against X-Files on Fox and ABC's lineup of Family Matters, Boy Meets World, Step by Step, and Hanging with Mr. Cooper. NBC had the top four shows, and they were all on Thursday night. ER at number one, followed by Seinfeld, Friends, and brand new this season, Caroline in the City, starring Leah Thompson. Also in its first season in that Thursday night lineup was The Single Guy. New on CBS this season was JAG. Fox had Mad TV. New in syndication was Xena, Warrior Princess. And debuting on ABC, The Naked Truth and The Drew Carey Show.
What do you think about me pitching Mr. Bella Day Spa? You know, women come in, get facials, manicures, that sort of thing.
Hey, that's a great idea.
Thanks. I'm glad you like it. You know, I don't want to spend my whole life selling lipstick. And I really think this could be my big break. Would you help me pitch it to Mr. Bell?
Yeah, well, you might want to wait a couple days on that. I just heard around the office that some dork with black glasses and a death wish fired his girlfriend.
Oh, my God, you're kidding. Why would you do that?
Well, you know, I haven't woken up in a cold sweat in weeks, so I thought, hey, why not fire the boss's girlfriend? I didn't know it was his girlfriend. There was a breakdown in office gossip. Is there no grapevine?
Krista Miller and the eponymous star from The Drew Carey Show, brand new on our TVs here in October of 1995. Well, the song at number 12 on the countdown this week was not brand new, but it was a hit for Martina McBride, Safe in the Arms of Love.
My heart's not ready for the rocking chair. I need somebody who really cares. So tired of living solitaire. Thank you.
Martina McBride, Safe in the Arms of Love. That song was written in 1986 and released by the group Wild Choir, whose lead singer was Gail Davies. Well, in 1994, Michelle Wright had the song on the Canadian charts, and Martina McBride made it the lead-off single from her album Wild Angels. It was at number 12 this week. It would top out at number 4. And helping with background vocals were two of the song's co-writers, Mary Ann Kennedy and Pam Rose. That's part of the soundtrack of Autumn 1985 for today's Weekend in the Country.
October 10th is World Mental Health Day, and this year we're saying thank you, therapists, because behind every breakthrough, supportive moment, and small win is a therapist who showed up and made a difference. BetterHelp therapists have supported over 5 million people globally on their mental health journeys. That's millions of stories, millions of journeys, where a therapist showed up, listened, and helped someone take a step forward. Moments in therapy, like the right question, a safe space to cry, or a small win, can change lives. With more than 12 years' experience and the world's largest online network of qualified therapists, BetterHelp makes it easy to match with the right therapist online, the one who can make a real difference. If you're ready to find the right therapist for you, BetterHelp can help you start that journey. See for yourself. Our listeners get 10% off their first month. Just call #250 and say the keyword ABC Radio. That's keyword ABC Radio after calling #250.
Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
I'm Michael from the Warren Treaty. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. Only Novo Nordisk makes FDA-approved Ozempic. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit Ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injection 0.5 milligram, 1 milligram, and 2 milligrams.
I'm Craig Orndorff, and you're listening to Weekend in the Country on WIS Country 105.5 WIRI.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too. Al-Anon and Alateen can help. Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Halloween is my favorite time of the year for creativity and expression. Watching stores decorate in the creepy crawlies and listening to children as they vision this year's costume, small towns create strong communities, and I believe strongly in improvement. I'm Ashley with WIRI Radio, and my mission is to keep small businesses thriving through the power of radio and digital. Did you know that WIRI now reaches 20,000 listeners? Those are 20,000 people who need your service. I grew up here. I have kids here. Who better to understand the needs, struggles, and the gaps in our community? Call 715-496-0710 today. Let's work together to improve your branding, your reach, and your ROI. Take the fear out of advertising with me and discover how having a vested team member will help your business. Please give me a call today. 715-496-0710. Happy Halloween to everyone. I hope you have a frighteningly good holiday.
105.5 WIRI is your home for country favorites and classics and high school sports. Mike and Randy bring you the action all season long. Proudly brought to you by Rodeo Grill, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Junkyard Bar & Grill, 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., and Rapids Transmission. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses. Call 715-424-1300 if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. 105.5 FM or on to the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly clear. Could be a little frosty in places, lows in the low 30s. For Monday, mostly sunny, a high near 63. It will become breezy. Monday night, rainy and blustery with a low around 41. Tuesday, showers and 48.
It's 51 at our studios.
This is Weekend in the Country.
It sure is. And today we've taken the time machine back to October of 1995. And coming in at number 11 was one of the two bands that were inside the top 20. This is Sawyer Brown, Wantin' and Havin' It All.
Rich man grew old on a mansion on top of the hill. Now he's sitting at a table with his lawyer over his will. Cause he's ill. The kids don't call, they're waiting on the man to die. Gonna leave them all a little something, but they're gonna be real surprised. There's a poor man living on a budget at the bottom of that hill. He's got a wife and two kids and a worried mind about how he's gonna pay the bills. But only the rich man knows. See, that's where a lot of this money goes, to a man who brought wood in the winter to take a little weight off of his shoulders. There's this thing called wanting and having it all. If you're gonna get there, you're gonna have to walk. First you'll have to crawl. Oh, you know you gotta do it step by step. Miss one and you'll fall into this well. Call a woman and I haven't had it all. The poor man has everything that the rich man wants. He's got a love in his life and his heart. He's got a house he calls home. The rich man owns everything for miles around. What he needs can't be bought, it has to be found. His rich kids think that they're better because they're better off. That's how they grew up thinking, and now he thinks that's all his fault. So while there's still time, the daddy with the nickel and dime, he's gonna make them learn to take a turn and stand in line for this thing called wanting and having it all. If you're gonna get there, you're gonna have to walk. But first you'll have to crawl. Oh, you know you gotta do it step by step. Miss one and you'll fall into this world called wanting and having it all. See, life's full of changes and morning right now. What you only see in your dreams. No, you don't like it. Think it's the strangest thing you've ever seen. There ain't nothing you can do about it. Wanting and having it all. If you're gonna get there, you're gonna have to walk. But first you'll have to crawl. Oh, you know you gotta do it step by step. Miss one and you'll fall into this world. All wanting and having this thing called wanting and having it all. If you're gonna get there, you're gonna have to walk. But first you'll have to crawl. Oh, you know you gotta do it step by step. Miss one and you'll fall into this world. Call a woman and having it.
Sawyer Brown with lead singer Mark Miller, backed up by Duncan Cameron, Jim Scholten, Hobie Hubbard, and Curly Smith. That was Wantin' and Havin' It All at its peak of number 11 this week, 1995. Well, let's give you a bonus tune from this week 30 years ago. The song was debuting down at number 74 on the Billboard Hot Country Singles chart, but it was headed for the top 10. Here's Doug Supernaw, Not Enough Hours in the Night.
Sometimes I wish there were no windows in this room. The sun comes pouring through those curtains way too soon. Reminding me it's time to rise and shine. But you look so good lying there in that old t-shirt of mine. There's not enough hours in the night, not enough time to hold you tight. How time flies when you're in love. We lay down and the sun comes up. Wish that I could set that clock to moonlight saving time. Cause when it comes to loving you, there's not enough hours in the night. They say two people just can't live on love alone. Trying, what a way to go. Think I'll call in and say I'm running late. Hang a blanket on the window and steal an hour from the day. There's not enough hours in the night, not enough time to hold you tight. Sun comes up. I wish that I could set that clock to moonlight saving time. Cause when it comes to loving you, there's not enough hours in the night. I wish that I could set that clock to moonlight saving time. When it comes to loving you, there's not enough hours in the night.
That would be the final top 40 hit for Doug Supernaw, Not Enough Hours in the Night. It debuted at number 74 this weekend in 1995, heading up to number 3. Well, we have the top 10 from this week in 95 coming up after the break here on Weekend in the Country.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app, 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
This is hour two of Weekend in the Country. I'm Craig Orndorff, and a happy weekend to you wherever you are and whatever you might be doing. Thanks for coming back for part two of the show. Today, we have returned to October of 1995, and we're playing the most popular country songs in the USA from that weekend. And we get back to business at number 10. Here's John Michael Montgomery, No Man's Land.
That house on the hill is long gone. Now she's living in a trailer with an AstroTurf lawn. Got three little kids and no one to help. Trying to be mama and daddy all by herself. It's hard to hold down the fort when you're holding down a job. She'd rob Peter to pay Paul, but he's already been robbed. She gets the food on the table, clothes off the line.